99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome. My name's Joyce. I just finished one bulb of bitter cola. I think there's something about it. You start, you don't like it, and after a while, you kind of just ignore every factor that makes you not like it and just binge into it. I think there's a certain level of adaptation that happens when you do it 1, 2, 5, 10 times. Yeah. Somehow your brain is a little bit more receptive to whatever might be considered unusual palate stimuli. Okay. I really don't mind the bitter cola, really. I mean, there are worse things, like bitter leaf water. My mother used to drink that thing. Ew. And she drinks the first, she'll rinse the leaf, and then she'll squeeze out the first, you know, she'll squeeze the leaf for juice, and that's the one she drinks, the first one. So it's crude. You drink it and your entire body shakes. I've seen some women who just pluck that thing, rinse it, and chew it. Ew. Well, forgive us, we're used to sugar. Well, maybe not sugar in that sense, but you kind of get it. Our palate is not that mature. And that's why probably you're as strong as you are. So we're trying to imitate you and some of these nature's concepts of medicine and food, 2-in-1. Okay. No, believe me, I can handle bitter cold. I can handle that. Welcome to the show. It's 12:30. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. It's a beautiful, yep, beautiful Thursday afternoon. So first confessions Thursday. After that, loads of logic. We're going to consider what you believe when it's said that religion is the opium of the masses. Yeah, I mean, it's a very popular phrase, and some of you have echoed it. I don't even know whether you believe that which you repeat. I don't know whether you live as though you believe that which you say when you say religion is the opium of the masses. And given what modernization has brought about, some people are shifting their religious positions. Some have become liberals to the point where they say, well, I believe in the spirit, but I don't go to church. Others say, I remember a neighbor said to me that she does not believe in organized religion. And many of you have readjusted the concept of what you believe as far as religion goes. So today on the show on Lords of Logic, I don't even think we can exhaust it today. So chances are we probably would have a repeat next week. But let's kick off today. We're grateful we have it. Hallelujah. You ready? Yeah. First hour, Confessions Thursday. And then please remember, Carla? Yeah, Carla's going to be here 2:30. Yeah. All right. With that out of the way, Confessions Thursday, when you call in, you do not say your name. Yeah. You do not say your name. It's for the privilege of being able to tell us something dark, something that's your secret, something that's your reality, something that you might otherwise think it to be shameful. Yeah, you might have thought it shameful. Something embarrassing, maybe. Something you did in a moment of ignorance. Something you did not knowing any better. Something you're still doing. Either something you regret. Yeah. Something that you have done that has brought about a certain consequence to your reality. Whether you have learned from it. Whether it's changed you for good or for worse. Whether it's made you a better person. Whether it's giving you a deeper perspective to life. But more importantly, whatever it is, you don't say your name just so that you can dig real deep into the contents of the details of that secret. Do me a favor. When you call in, try hold all the facts together just so that you can run through the details as quickly as is possible. And we afford other listeners an opportunity to call into the show and tell their own story. We're Nigeria Info. Yes, your foremost talk radio station. My name is Joyce. For the first 1 hour, that's the only name that's going to be relevant. Yeah, Joyce, when you call in, you don't say your name. And real quick, for our friends who are going to want to call in to say something about something that they heard, you are going to withhold judgment. You're going to give opinion. Yeah, so your judgment is going to be hinged on reason and comprehension and perspective, not judgment to condemn. You get it? You do. You do, my friends. And since you do, radio.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
I'm told our lines are back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. on radio, Nigeria Info. Hello, welcome to Confessions Thursday. Hello. Can you hear us? Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, ma.
Confessions Thursday. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yes. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Speak up for me. It's Confessions Thursday. You can go ahead.
Yes, ma. Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. Welcome. You have a confession, yeah?
Yes, ma. I've been following you and I've been listening to your session for long.
Sure.
Yes, ma. God bless you.
Oh, God bless you, too.
Amen. Yes, ma. I have confession. I don't know. The way I'm feeling somehow for me to confess this thing to you.
Oh, well. I hope you find strength. Well, I hope you find the courage to speak on it. I think it gives you perspective, at least.
Yes, ma. I want to confess my conversation now. For a long time now, I've been doing security work. I'm not receiving any money, and I'm telling you, you know, in the city that I'm lying. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Tony, well, I'm not for a long time. I'm not receiving money, and at my age, so I'm calling you for you to listen to me, my good sister. You'll be offended. Too true. For a long time now, I've been doing this security work without giving. And I cannot sit. And this is my giver today.
You have a job. That's what you're saying.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
That's a job.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a job, but up to today, the money doesn't take me to anywhere.
It doesn't take you anywhere.
Yes.
Well, yeah, that's the situation of the country. Like, everybody's trying to get somewhere, and nothing seems to be taking them anywhere.
So ma'am. I'm asking for a Nigerian for favor. I'm telling you. If anybody can help me.
Help you do what?
You have to help me. I would praise God for that.
Help you do what?
In anything. Even the security job, any good security job, or to afford me anything. To leave the job alone.
Yeah, maybe you should acquire a skill. Look, I think rather than begging for something, how about you acquire a skill? Something else that you can do, so you can have two things that you are doing. Maybe like wash cars, besides be a security person. You know, something else that you can do. That's better, and it's more dignifying. You have to find other means by which you can create, you know, income for yourself. Spend your, you know, you use your spare time to do something else that can help you make money. At least I think so. Because, I mean, you're in Nigeria. Every Nigerian needs help, don't you think so?
Yes, ma.
Yeah.
Yes. I've been trying, but I can't.
No, you can find something else. Maybe a smaller trade. Something you can sell. Something you can do. Wash clothes for people. You know, wash cars for people. Something you can do. There's got to be something small by the side that you can do.
Yes, that's it. Yes, ma'am. I've been asking people. I don't have to ask.
Hello.
I'm not been seeing anybody up here now. I'm telling you the truth. Even if you say mad, I'm not correct to say mad. There's nobody to do to me. If I'm not. I don't know.
Okay. So hopefully, yes. Maybe someone has something that they can spare, and they might be willing. All right.
Yes, I'm calling now.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. So hopefully, someone has something that they can spare. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello, guys.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Do you have a confession?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You're eating bitter cola. You're trying, though.
No? Oh, well.
So my confession is back days in my uni.
Yeah.
We are two friends. Two of us. Yeah. But just like we must come out with first class.
Nice.
Understand?
Yeah.
So in my first year, my GP was like 4.0.
Get in
and
there.
And the other girl is 4.3. Second year, the second. So in my third year, there was this man in my school. Not mention the school. But this man, he's forced. He must come 2 seconds before he passes. Second missionary joint, that's what we call it. So he's engineering joint. So when we do the exam, we're about 30 of the exam. Hello?
You say 30 of you wrote the examination?
Okay. We are about 30 students that wrote the exam. So the man was like, we are going to sort him. If we not sort him out, we will not see our results.
Wow.
And all my classmates, they said they're not going to sort him. They are going to see their results. So I mean, if I'm not among those people that want to sort, I said, we are not going to sort it. You must bring us our results. So the man, we tell our results, he'd not bring it out. See, the next semester. So they were like, what are we going to do? Are we going to leave this thing like that? So then I say, okay, they will send me to go. At least I'm not spoken that side. Hello?
I'm with you.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. So they say that I should go and meet the mom. Being there are only two girls in the department, industrial physics. So when I went to this man's office, because what I hear about the man, everybody's afraid of this man.
Why?
Hello?
Lady, believe me, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So when I went to this man's office, the man was like, he started molesting me. So he was like, he wants more time. I must go down with him before he releases our results.
Wow.
I was like, what is this now? So I couldn't, I said, no, I cannot do it with you. And the man is older than my father says.
Yeah.
So I said, this man. Then when I left, I told my cousin that look at what this man is doing, that he doesn't want to lose it.
Yeah.
So one condition, either that I go down with him or sort him out.
So what happened?
So the man will tell my results. All of us, and we'll start for the exam the second time before now get scared to listen. But what finally happened is my target, because I was targeting to come out with first class. So the man spoiled everything for me.
Yeah.
That is my confession.
So what did you come out with?
Second class, Rafa.
So what did that, how does that, it doesn't make you less of a person, do you feel?
Yeah, because my friend came out with first class and she was a lecturer. So whenever she called me, I was like, look at, I would have been here. But look at what this man did.
But did he withhold her result as well? And did she pay him to get it?
No, it's not this particular person, the other person.
So the other person did not go through what you went through, which was a lecturer withholding her
Maybe
result.
Maybe she went and saw. I don't know whether she sought the man out. I don't know how she did it.
But she just came out with first class.
Yes.
And you came out with second.
Our lecturers, we are looking at that we are going to come out with first class. Understand?
Oh, okay.
So but because of this, my GP now go down. That result brought my GP down. So I was anytime I remember this man,
That's okay. So what are you now? You a teacher, lecturer, professor?
I'm a teacher, but it's not a secondary school teacher.
You don't feel less because of that, do you?
Hello?
Do you feel less because of that?
I can't get what I said.
Do you feel less? Do you feel, well, someone has taken your opportunity from you and so you feel less for that reason? Insecure of some sort?
I don't think I'm not.
Okay, that's good. Then you're fine.
I'm okay.
I think you're fine.
I'm fine now.
Oh, glad. And it's a good thing you...
Please, let me ask you. That music that just left the studio, who is it? What's the title of the song?
The one that just played. Confessions by Usher. Confessions.
By who?
Usher. Usher Raymond.
Okay, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Usher likes it. Hello, Confessions Thursday, how are you? Sorry, Nigeria Info, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And yes, life happens. And sometimes you want to be first, but you're not. Sometimes you want to be a doctor and you end up... I remember JAM students, well, it was popular that year. I don't know if it's still a thing. They're like, oh, I wanted to be a doctor. Well, I wanted to go in for medicine, but JAM gave me... botany or something like that. Well, yeah, life has its, I mean, God has his reasons, and life takes you places you probably didn't dream of, and sometimes it's good to just hope for the best. Hello. Good to just hope that you're in the right place. Hello. I do apologize. Sorry about that. Confessions Thursday, good afternoon to you. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday, do you have a confession?
Not like a confession. I remain anonymous. I'm an Uber driver. Something just happened now. The same thing we voted against the last time. I picked up two guys from from First Half. We are going to Lekki. Getting to Relay police station. Those police just stopped them and jacked them inside the police station because they look young. How long can we will continue all this?
What was the reason the police officers get?
Just because they look young. They jacked up the passengers. Two small boys. Maybe they want to go and see their relative in Lekki. And they've taken them inside the station since. I'm here waiting for them to come out.
Wow. Wow.
What kind of country is this one now? For no reason.
So have you gone in to ask what the problem is? Did you go into the station to ask what the problem is?
No, they should wait outside. You know how Nigerian police do now. If I go inside now, they may not even allow me to enter. They'll be using guns to threaten me.
Well, sorry I lost you. Do me a favor. Can you call back with an update? Yeah. Tell the police officer that you have the case on radio, that you have reported the case to Nigeria Info, and that we are waiting for a development. Tell the police officers that we're interested to know whether they have arrested criminals, that we want to appreciate them for the work that they have done. We do appreciate them for the honest work that they do, and tell them that if they have arrested criminals, then Nigeria Info wants to give them a shout out, and maybe I'll buy them lunch. So tell them that Nigeria Info is waiting to follow up the development of that particular story. This should go somewhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, Confession Thursday. Turn up the volume of your radio set. Thank you very much.
Afternoon.
Welcome, Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead, I'm with you.
Hello.
I'm with you, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Hello.
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 Hello. Okay.
I mean, hello?
I don't think if I shouted it would make any difference. Hello, I can hear you. Hello.
I can hear you.
Oh, you can? Well, I've said hello 50 times. You can go ahead. Tell us your story.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead. Go ahead. Shake your phone. Go ahead.
Yeah.
It's not
about confession. It's like a problem. So
let's
I don't
hear
know
let's hear
how
it.
Can how can I solve it?
Believe me, Lagos can help you.
Hello?
Lagos can help you, believe me, go ahead.
Oh. So I just want to put it on radio, maybe
sure.
Nigeria can just
go
help
ahead.
Me out to solve it out.
Go ahead.
Is the issue about this a bet Niger stuff?
Nice.
You
what?
Know. So I had a friend. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, a friend of mine is a trader. So they now give him money. That was day before yesterday. So they gave him about 120,000 to go and buy the materials to do work for them. So this guy went to the Bet Niger shop and played the something they call a schedule. A schedule is a computer game. That it is on the Bet Niger application. So this guy used all this money to play it, and they were finding, he's a friend of mine. So they have been looking for this guy 3 days ago now. So they don't see him. It was this morning they now call us that this guy is dead, that he has taken the sniper. So he has drunk his sniper. So this morning we just hear that they just brought his dead body to home. So that is why I wanted to plead all the maybe our government. I don't know what they can do on it. Maybe they can eradicate it, or I don't know. Don't know what.
Why do you think your friend killed?
That is what I said I should share.
Well, thank you very much. Very moving one. Why do you think your friend killed himself?
Yeah.
Why did your friend kill himself?
I don't know. I think they said it has exited into it.
Pardon?
It has exited.
He what?
I said, they said, that is what his father said, he has addicted into that thing.
Oh, he's addicted to betting.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
So do you think yeah. he spent maybe the money for the business on betting and he lost and he had to kill himself?
Yes, that is, I think so.
Okay.
That is what he did. Because this is not the first time.
Yeah.
Even though there was a time I borrowed him money. I borrow him money. He's come to me. I should borrow him money, about 30,000, that he will refund it back to me. So, unfortunately, immediately I borrow him the money, he went to the same shop because I saw him there and I talked to him. He was playing the money with the game. Fortunately, he lost all the old money. As well, wow. He's even had a debt on that insider shop.
Yeah.
They were even harassing him.
Yeah.
They seized his phone because of that.
Yeah. And it's interesting because
I don't know about government. I just plead. Maybe what Nigeria can do. Maybe I don't know what they can see. I don't know.
Okay, so let me ask you. Do you think somebody would have done a better job stopping a betting company from opening their door? Do you think somebody would have done a better job? Or your friend could have decided not to go in through an open door that leads to a betting company?
Like, I don't get you.
I figured you wouldn't. Your friend could have made a choice. Is that correct? Your friend could have made a choice to not go into that company to bet, particularly with money that he was entrusted with to do business.
Exactly.
So that's a responsibility that he didn't take. It was his responsibility to choose. Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So your friend was irresponsible. That's the truth.
Okay.
So I understand that you're afraid and you've lost a friend because he lost money, he killed himself. You think the government should do something about it. But we individuals have responsibility. And if we fail to be responsible people, well, we cannot quite blame the factors outside of us because maybe they're there, seduction. If your friend had won money, would you call me to complain?
I would call him to complain.
That's it.
So the reason why I came is that so that some people will not be able to fall on it again.
Yeah, I think I appreciate that. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it.
So
I do apologize
you
lost
thank
a friend. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
I was going to speak on betting. It crossed my mind 2 weeks ago. Did I tell you that I saw a doctor on a betting platform? I said to him, oh, doc, you're on a betting platform. And he's like, yeah, you know, I could use the extra money. I was surprised. So sometime next week, we're going to talk about the betting culture, the winnings, the losses, and the addiction next week. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Welcome to the sunny side. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm going to quickly apologize to you because there's no point for the conversation. I'm due for a break in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah, so you please call back, all right?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. We're Nigeria Info. Don't be anywhere else but here. I'll be back.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
That's accurate. Joyce, Confessions Thursday on The Sunny Side. Welcome to the show. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Joyce.
Yes, good afternoon. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can. Do you have a confession?
Look, I'm the anonymous accord. My two riders just came back now.
Okay,
thank you. At the station.
Yeah.
They checked their phone, they were checking their bank account details. They are checking their messages. Inside
your
phone.
Yeah,
we
are guy who
communicates with
you. Yo.
Kind of thing we are
taking
on the road.
Hey, guy.
What's up? I checked their phone.
Yeah.
After they now discovered that...
There was nothing on
after
it.
After they discovered that they did not see anything that they will owe them for. They are not telling them that they look like gay.
Uh-oh.
Can you imagine? They are fucking men for money. You look at what Nigerian men...
Nigerian police officers.
In the night now. Do you know what this police made? They will use force to collect money from those.
Yeah. I lost you. It's shameful, the degree to which we have...
I want to talk. The other guy wanted to slap me. For what?
That's insane.
How are they harassing us in this country now?
Yeah.
They're even drunk. They look very untidy, very smelly.
Yeah.
Please, help us to tell the relevant authority. So that we don't have another saga, another part two. Because this one now, it's the same people. It's like they now The same time, now went inside the police force, entered that. Now we hear that he's normal uniform. It's the same process.
Yeah, we're going to speak about police harassment. Yeah, I get
it. This is the second time this year I've been harassed, even that I'm driving Uber.
It's very dehumanizing.
That's in my pocket.
It's very dehumanizing. I get it.
I might declare wanted. Why would you just pass and jab somebody inside the station? It's not proper now, Joyce.
Yes, it is. It's not proper, but the people will have to agree on what to do with it. Because the relevant authorities, maybe they're a little exhausted. Maybe the workload is too much. Maybe they can't monitor everybody.
Orile Police Station, Orile Division, Orile Police Station.
All right.
Because they've not even wear uniform, they have name tag. There's no name tag.
So it could have been so anybody.
They are like legalized armed robbers.
Could have been anybody. Well,
I'm telling you.
Well, keep being good Nigerians. Hopefully one day Nigeria will evolve into something that we want it to be. I do apologize and thank you for calling Nigeria Info. Good God. Ike from Lekki. Well, I'm not sure why Ike gave us his name. Ike, you shouldn't give me your name. It's Confessions Thursday. I have a minute and a half before it's 1 p.m. Hello, Nigeria Info.
Hey, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. You have a confession?
I'm actually trying to respond to the guy that called and said about the betting platform and all.
Oh, you have a minute? Go ahead.
Okay, so my opinion is betting company cannot be stopped. I don't bet. I don't do betting, but I feel I don't know why people actually, because it's not the first time I'm hearing somebody not taking responsibility of his or action, and the next thing they just kill themselves over ridiculous stuff. Because it's not just betting, it could be other things. I know someone that someone gave the person about 500,000 to hold, and I don't know what the person did with the money. He was arrested, and when he was released to go and to bring back the money to the owner after they went to the station. He had his wife and his kids. He didn't even think about those people. And he just killed himself with the same sniper. So I don't know. I don't know. People just don't take responsibility. Or I don't know. I really don't know how their mind works. But I know betting platform can never be stopped. But it is who is going there. If you don't have the mind for it, I don't think you should get yourself involved.
And
addiction is
discipline. Something
that is an individual thing. Not everybody gets...
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in details next week. And by the way, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah.
I appreciate 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 1 p.m. We're off on a break to bring you Lost to the Headlines. When we return, the conversation will continue. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. When you're calling, you do not say your name. It's about confessions, your hidden stories, the secrets only you know, but you want to share. Let's hear it. This beautiful Thursday on Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I do. First of all, I really admire your intelligence and all that.
Yeah,
it's so amazing.
Thank you. Very much.
All right. So, Joyce, I'm living with a woman that I really, really love.
Why? Yeah. Go ahead.
And to be honest with you, it's really eating me up. And I don't know. It's like it's getting more, even worse than as it's supposed to be, or as it has been. And I've been trying all my possible best to see how I can actually adjust to her level and all that. But I also find out that is also not helping me at all, because it's also affecting me to explore. And I've always wanted to have these discussions with you, because I figured out that you are the only person that actually almost knows everything to be
really. I don't think so. No, that's not accurate.
I'm not agreeing, but you know, is to be honest with you, the way you interrupt, the way you interrogate things, the way you are so much amazing, you are so fast thinking and all that. You are smart, you are intelligent. I'm not saying this because we are talking.
I get it.
You are not like one of those people that pretend to be smart and to be intelligent. Maybe I will hear one of those people in the next 2 hours and all that. But I mean, you are naturally endowed. Like your wisdom is so amazing and all that.
That wasn't soft, was it? Okay.
Yeah, I always want to have this discussion with you.
Okay.
I just have 1 minute, right? So I'm trying to put it.
So I have questions to understand what you're saying. Okay.
Okay.
You said something about level. When you say that, what do you mean? You say you try to adjust to her level. What's that?
Oh, okay. So I don't really. Education is not everything for me, but she's not educated. That is number one.
Yeah.
But that doesn't explain why she's not smart. Because I've also met some people that they are not well educated, but at least they are naturally smart, but yeah. She's not, you know, and I don't know. I'm just trying to like to see how can I just actually adjust.
So unfortunately, you must know. You see, I think you can't quite avoid the problem. So in order to fix the problem, you must identify what the issues are. If there are issues, if we can call it that. If all of this is not just, you know, the workings of your imaginations and you're causing a problem where there is none. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if we're going to fix it, then you must call it by its name. You must be able to identify it. So, for example, let's say, well, she's overweight and it's affecting her health. And every time you tell her about it, she's like, well, you know, fat is evidence of good living. Now you have a problem. Yeah. So you have to identify to know that that's what you're dealing with. But if you don't know, then we're not working with anything.
Okay, so let's just use the for instance of her communication skills and all that. She's zero in communication. She don't just put things in a way how anybody can actually understand it and all that. She's not like a bad behavior person, but just this issue of she's very unaware of things. Like, you know, there's nothing you can actually discuss with her. You can't have a conversation with her. You don't just like, I just don't know, Joyce. I mean, like, it's terrible.
No, so you've said again you don't know, and I'm asking you to be patient with the process to know it. Because you can't change it until you know it and you're not afraid to look it in the eye. Do you get? So now, the Igbos would say, at least I heard it from my parents, Onyechukwu mado dikaya ya norunwe. So she's not like you. Are you Igbo?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, so good. Let's help. Let's straighten this argument out. She's not like you. So if you want her... Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you know, Joyce, the problem here is that, you know, you can actually identify people in two ways. Is either the person is introvert or extrovert.
Yeah.
Now, but there's in these two terms, there's no way you can actually put her... You can't just say that, okay, she's introvert and she can't talk and so on and so forth. She can talk, but not with the kind of... if she wants to talk, maybe with people of her own level of...
So you're attracted to education. You find education and intelligence seductive. You like it.
Sorry, I didn't get the question.
You like education. You like intelligence. You're attracted to it. And she's not
exactly,
that.
Exactly. Exactly, Joyce. I love people that you can actually have a good conversation with. You can actually discuss the circumstances on the head and all that.
And you don't have it in her.
No, she doesn't have it.
Good. So that would mean that you have to reconstruct. Because, look, you're married. And it's not because you don't... The reason you don't like her... It's not because she's a bad person. It's because of factors, yeah?
100%.
Good. So it's the factors. So what can we do about the factors? You can discuss it with her and see what her interest is like. See whether you can get her interested. Now, she might probably not be as interested as you are, you know, in the situation, but you can engage it. I mean, you can start from comedy. You can start from there so that she's more relaxed. And, you know, and then sometimes you can say something like, you this woman, you're really smart. Imagine how smart you can be if you did more of this. So you have told her, yes. You can say, well, look, you're so good at this thing. I mean, you know, that thing didn't cross my mind, though. Ah, you're a beautiful woman. But imagine, you say to her, well, imagine how beautiful, how much beauty can come out of you if you did more of that. So when you tell her that, because now she's unaware. You just said she's unaware. Then you make her aware by telling her. And then if you did that long enough, she starts getting aware. And then she realizes that there's something inside of her that must come out and that you are paying attention to it. And then the habit starts to build. So you create the awareness and then you start and then you try to engage it. Yeah, that's something you can do. That's again saying, well, you don't know or you don't want to face it. Well, you're always going to have the problem, so you face it. So you say, well, yeah. Then you can find little stories, interesting things you heard somewhere, and say, well, what do you think about it? Yeah. And then she'll say like this, and you say, no, you know, this is our culture. Let's argue this culture. You know, let's talk about this thing. What do you think? Tell her that it's a woman like her that's... Iwala, you know, and say to her how much society has made her so powerless. And she's here laughing with, you know, and she's here selling tomatoes and thinking that this is the height she can be. You have absolutely no idea the fire you can start when you just let a person know that they have the capacity to fly. Yeah. You don't know how high that can go. You really don't know.
I've actually tried to, you know, like to see how I can actually help her a little bit, but I figured out that, I mean, it's a whole lot of work. Like, we have started having a child, and we just had a child of a year and 6 months and all that. And thank God the child sounds very intelligent and all that. And I'm thinking that if I should be putting all this kind of energy on trying to nurture an adult, wouldn't it pay more for me to like use that?
Beautiful. You make the choice. Then if that's what you're going to choose to do, then you can't complain about her. You see that. But when I say putting energy into her, the hope is that you're doing something enjoyable. That's why I'm saying start from jokes, you know, start from something you can tease each other about and you can laugh about. So that way it's not stressful for you and not demanding too much of your energy. And the truth is, you're right. You're better off putting that energy into your child. So I'm going to ask you how you landed a woman like that, because I'm very sure she was that way before you got hitched. So you saw it, except maybe your situation is one of those accidents that happen and then you had no choice. Well, you can't blame her for that, because something that you should have known and acted upon wasn't there. You didn't act any differently. You didn't act any wiser. So here you are. Then you must make the most of the situation.
Yeah, just but if we should end up this way, I don't think I will get anything from this call. So what else? The major thing we are here is a kind of suggestion, because
the major thing is you're going to sacrifice. That's the truth. You're going to have to sacrifice. That's it. Nothing else. So you're staying in the marriage or you're out. If you're staying, you're sacrificing. That's it.
Oh well.
Yeah, because you shouldn't have gotten in the first place. So now that you're here, well, you can choose to leave or you're going to sacrifice. That's the gist.
Joyce, well, it's too much for me to sacrifice.
Then you shouldn't have got... Well, then maybe you leave. And then you have to allow her, be willing to leave. You're not going to leave on your terms because you brought her here.
Because it's just eating me. It's just eating me up. It's even making me to, like... After that feeling, like, these days that I am becoming... like a lesser me, like I'm not as smart as I used to be. There is this idea that say iron sharpened iron and all that, and I don't just get it. Like no one to talk to. You are back from work and all that. You're just sitting on your own, either pressing your phone or doing one or two things.
Don't you have friends who are as like-minded as you are?
Yeah, but
you want to come home to a wife who's intelligent.
Exactly. When I come home and have some discussion with, like, you know, just imagine if I'm with you. Just imagine.
Sorry? No. Don't look that high. Don't. Because, I mean, you think I'm seductive on radio, don't you think? And then I live with you and then I can't tolerate you.
No, but I'm not even talking about seductive. I'm talking of intelligence and sharing ideas, talking about happening of things and all that. I'm not even talking about... I don't mind if I'm intelligent and we're fighting every day. I don't mind.
Really?
I don't care.
Then why did you go lay with her? You have created a problem. Fix it. And it takes sacrifices.
Don't you think it's too much for me to handle?
Well, unfortunately, you should have thought about that before you laid with her. You see it. So maybe that's why we should be careful of our actions. That you think before you act. And that the absence of your thinking before you acted says you're responsible for the consequences of that action. So it looks easy to just get up and run. But who are you leaving the problem for? You created it. So maybe that's also proof.
What am I going to do now?
Raise your kid. And then if you can't have the marriage with her, have a conversation with her and say, look, I don't want to be married to you, but I can give you time to adjust to that reality.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Joyce.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I appreciate it. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome if you have just tuned in. I don't know. Forgive me. Some of my lines look, I don't know, occupied. 0700-993-993-993. 01465-7190. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Confession Stairs. Did you have a confession?
Yeah, yes.
as for this, your last caller, do it right and let go. I think it's the best option.
What do you mean do it right? Do what right?
Yeah, just like as you rightly said, that she should have articulated before laying down with her. So you shouldn't allow the young baby to suffer. That's my own advice.
All right, thank you very much.
Then Joyce, hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I made a promise to you sometimes last year.
Is it a Ferrari?
Yeah, but based on financial constraint, I was unable to. I promised you an ice cream.
Aww.
I'm gonna do that.
Oh, you're such a darling. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And as for the other caller that called and complained about the police harassing his rider.
Yeah.
I know very well that authority, they are listening to this show, and they should do something before the situation got out of hand.
Amen.
Because very soon we're not going to take it any longer.
All right.
Where we cannot free save in this country, then the people that they pay through our hard-earned money will be harassing us on the road.
All
people that are supposed to protect us is not killing us.
All right. You got to hurry up. Yeah. But I get it, though. You're making so much sense.
It's unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Rightly said. Thank you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Hi. Hello. Can you hear us? I do apologize. If you cannot hear me, you're going to have to call back. Hello, the sunny side. How are you?
Hello.
The volume of your radio set. Thank you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Yes, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Do you have a confession?
God bless you, guys.
Yeah, God bless you,
I'm
too.
The last caller.
Oh.
But I'm almost in that day's shoe.
Oh.
But I want to ask you,
yeah,
what sacrifice can the guy make? Can we make? He said that either we make sacrifice or we departed from the marriage.
But you sound older. Pardon me if I'm right. Are you older? You sound a lot older. You're probably above 50.
Hello?
Are you above 50? Am I wrong?
Is it?
Are you above 50? 50 years of age?
I'm up to.
You're up to? Okay. So you're in the same dilemma. So you want to find out what sacrifices you can make?
Yes, because I like the way you prefer it. I'm very, very happy that I gain out of it.
Oh.
So I want to know about the sacrifice.
Okay, sure. I can say that. You want to stay on the telephone or you want to go?
No, I'm still on the telephone because I'm packing to listen to you, please.
Okay, so when we create a problem, it's our responsibility to fix it. Otherwise, this problem can become a bigger problem. It can mutate. So it's like, well, if, when you plant a seed, well, the seed becomes a tree, and then the tree bears, you know, a multiplicity of its kind. Or it says bears, you know, its fruit. What bears the fruit of the seed you have planted? Yeah, you get that. I mean, that's typical biology. Planting and reaping, you get that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. So he shouldn't have slept with her. That's where he shouldn't have laid with her.
Okay.
That's where the problem began. He should not. Yes.
If you're really on that issue, then
he shouldn't
have. Sacrifice that the first one to say that we should take it as if we are in the comedy. I think that was very right that you should all be praising her, that what she did is fine, is good. And all this other, but you said that the other one is sacrifice. What is the main sacrifice that can be able to...
So he said, he said that it would be stressful. It would demand too much of him. And that's true. That's very true. It would take so much from him to get her to be interested. But even worse, he would find it frustrating that he has to practically explain every phrase.
Exactly. That's exactly the same thing.
He would have to explain his logic. He would have to explain his perspective. He would have to explain it to her as though he's explaining it to a 5-year-old. It happens to me too when I'm in conversations with some people. I'm like, wait, but this is really simple. How come you don't get it? And then I get frustrated and I'm not even married to them and they frustrate me that much. Even you guys on radio sometimes.
Yeah.
So the sacrifice is that, well, now you are in this problem, a problem that you created. So you start from levity. You start from jokes. You look for conversations that you can joke about so that you can laugh about it. And then you remind them of something. I mean, you're not giving them undue credit because that's a problem. You don't give a credit to a person when they don't deserve it. But when they deserve it, you say, well, that thing you said is very smart. And then you try to see whether you can ignite that seed of awareness. He said she has no awareness. It's a terrible thing living with someone with no awareness, or being married to someone with no awareness. It's crazy. So you ignite that fire. You say, well, that thing you said is very smart. And then you can say, look, I think you have the potential to be really intelligent, but you're not taking it seriously.
Okay.
So take it seriously, and God knows what you can become.
Please, how do I avoid argument?
Silence.
Okay. In fact, you are saying something to do, or you're trying to do argument. How can I avoid that?
Silence.
So that argument. If I don't say a fact, so that which is important, but you're trying to put in argument, I would like to dodge out from that so that I'm not.
Silence. So I've learned in argument, the first thing, don't get upset. And it's usually difficult. But the moment you're able to subdue anger, that emotion, even when they're not getting it, because you're not angry, you can afford patience to explain yourself again in a different way. So the problem with conversation is that someone gets angry. Once you get angry, the conversation dies practically. Nothing you say is heard, and nothing, you're not even speaking to be heard. You're speaking to override what they're saying.
God bless you. What if he's angry now? What method will I use if he's angry?
Silence.
Angry.
Silence. And then later you say, so why were you angry? And then she'll explain herself. And then you say, do you want to know what I think? Ask her. Make her care. Like, okay, that's why you're angry? All right, great. But do you want to know what I think about that? Then she's going to say no. And you say, okay, all right, fine. And you keep quiet. Then your new game is to be keeping quiet. Then she'll come and beg you, like, you're always keeping quiet. Why are you always keeping quiet? You say, do you want to know what I think? When she says yes, then you explain yourself and try to highlight where the problems lie. You say, well, if you want tea and I want rice, well, we have to agree. So if I say let's have tea today, you have to allow us have rice tomorrow. So at least you're taking me into consideration.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. I thank God for getting you today, because I always try on this program, but I can't get you. Sometimes I love the way you laugh when you are making a point. You laugh very, I don't know, very good.
Heartily.
Laugh. But you are loving now. I always like it. The way you laugh sometimes.
Wow.
But I'm very happy. I want to be appreciating you.
Thank you. Thank you, and I wish you well, okay?
Yeah, please. Keep on picking this number, because so that you make me happy, feel happy. Moreover, when you laugh, the golden laugh. So,
Nigerian government should be paying me, man. I'm doing some work here. Well, thank you very much for calling.
And you
I
make
really
me happy this afternoon.
I wish you did. Hello. All right. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday, 28 minutes past 1 p.m. Glad that you were there. And when you're calling, you don't say your name. We'll have a few minutes on this one. And then we segue into loads of logic. All right. Okay. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. I don't know what's wrong with my other lines. Let's see. Hello. Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Fine. Good afternoon.
Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I do.
All right, go ahead.
So, I had an encounter with this guy that works in a radio station. He's a chauvinist. He likes women to worship him, in fact.
Who?
So if definitely a lady.
Could you speak closer? Speak closer to your mouthpiece. Speak closer to your mouthpiece.
All right.
Yeah, thank you.
I said I had an encounter with this guy that works in the radio station. Who's a chauvinist.
Yeah.
And arrogant.
Yeah.
He talks down on women.
I want to ask the name
he
of the
does
person.
Not want to, if you go out, he doesn't want to hear your opinion. He thinks because he's a man.
Yeah.
He knows everything and should be the one to do the talking.
Yeah.
When you say anything that is not that concerning men, he will insult you and put you down.
Really?
And,
All right.
And I think that is very bad of him. He shouldn't be working in a radio station.
Is he my colleague?
So, ill-mannered. Even a guy talked with him on the radio one day, because the guy disagreed with his Bible posting and others. He said to block the man, said he should not call this radio station again. I thought that kind of guy should not be working in the radio station. And that is Daddy Freeze. He insulted me.
Daddy Freeze is there.
He's a chauvinist and insolent and arrogant.
Okay.
He insulted me because I called.
All right. I do apologize.
On his radio station and complained that men were insulting a lady that complained about when she was giving gifts and they were not grateful. And this man, this Daddy Freeze, insulted me. He called me many names. I sleep in the hotel. That's why I'm supporting that lady, that I'm that kind of lady, that kind of girl. That's where we are. So I think that Freeze is not supposed to be working in that registry. Sometimes I think maybe he owns Nigeria Info. That's why he is still there. He's so insulted that he should not be there.
Can I say something?
I'm so arrogant and stupid too.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
So what he said to you, is he right about the things he said to you? Then don't get mad. Don't get mad.
He's talking to people anyhow.
Well,
because we are listening to talk shows.
I get it.
Then he insults women. Like, he has no regard for women, and he wants women to have regard for him.
Okay.
He's a chauvinist.
Okay. So, first of all, let's establish the anger. You see, if I say something to you and it's not right, then you shouldn't be triggered. Don't get angry. It's easier for you to think when you're not angry. When you're angry, too many things are in your too many things are in the way of judgment. Do you understand that?
I do.
Yeah. So if I say something to you and I'm not right, well, we can excuse that to be, well, because we're fighting, we're just saying things to each other. And then you can let it go once it's done. And I'm asking you to let it go. Yeah?
Yeah, I should let it go.
Well, so
I tried to call back. He told Ada to block me, not to pick that woman's call.
And it's okay.
What's wrong?
And it's okay. So maybe what I think you should establish within yourself is, because whether it's him or anybody else, if somebody wants to shrink you and you don't want to shrink, then you don't shrink. And that's not something you get angry about. You don't even have to be angry to enforce your desire to not shrink.
I don't shrink. I don't care what it means.
Then don't get mad.
I'm better than him 100 times.
Then don't get mad. Because it
I'm
doesn't...
I'm not mad.
Okay. So...
Not it's... mad. Just try to let him know that he's a chauvinist and it's not going to do him any good.
Well, you don't know what's going to do people any good. I think what is better... So what's better
He wants women to worship him and respect him.
Are you those women whom any man can hold? Are you one of the types of women or type of woman who any man will hold slave and control and intimidate? Are you that one?
No way.
Fine. That's where it ends. You see, all these other things you're talking about, believe me, don't count for nothing. That's where it ends. If a man can't shrink you, can't talk you into a box, once a man cannot succeed, you've won. What are you angry about?
That's the way he talks to me.
So that's what I'm saying. You're mad at Freeze, and I want to take the story away from Freeze and generalize it. Chauvinism is a social construct. So I don't know what happened between you and Freeze, so I can't speak on it. But whether it's Freeze or anybody else, if I want to intimidate you, and you know, I'm doing it out of arrogance, not on the facts, not on something else, but just because I think I'm better than you, and you resist it. Well, that's good enough. Why are you angry? You're calling me. You sound angry. There's no point being angry. Yeah, fine. You won't even have bothered calling about that. If you're not angry, you're not angry.
I just want to let him know my mind because he refused to pick my call.
Yours.
I called back that day.
It's all right. You two, you shouldn't even have called since you know he's a chauvinist. You two have some principles. If someone doesn't want you in their corner, you stand aside. Why are you still calling? Do you get? So if someone wants to shrink you, you don't want to shrink. That's what it is. And you don't get mad about it. It's just, it's your fact. You can't bend it.
All right.
Thank you. Glad you got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, man. At this point, they're supposed to pay me from Federal Reserve. I'm serious. Like, you should pay me for, like, the Federal Reserve. Okay. But honestly, though, so I don't know what happened. I can't quite speak on it. Yeah, but... And it's not... I don't know what happened. I can't speak on it. But if you found yourself anywhere... And they say, sometimes when people say, well, Joyce is tough, I don't even know what they mean, you know? But I'm glad that you say that about me and you wouldn't say anything else. You wouldn't say, oh, you can push her around. You can never say that because you know. And so I don't have to shout to say that. You don't have to shout to establish a fact. Yeah, if it's your fact. So don't get mad about everything. Well, you want to get mad, but you want to be sure it's worth getting mad about. If it's a statement, a fact of yours, you don't shout about that. You don't get mad about that. So if you meet any chauvinist anywhere, and you're not the one, you're not the one that they can put in their back pocket. Honey, you're not the one. Yeah, and that's all you have to do. Not be the one. The Sunny Side.
The Sunny Side with Joy.
Hello.
Hello.
Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set.
Hello, guys. Good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession, pretty?
No, I want to contribute. There's on what the guy is talking about, the wife or the girlfriend not being intelligent.
Oh, okay.
No.
Go ahead.
Yay. I want to say that I don't really know, but I think the guy doesn't love that lady.
Of course.
Yeah. The guy doesn't love the lady because if he does, there are other interesting things about the wife. Then if the wife is not really on the side he wants her to be, he should help. If he has money, he can take her to all these comedy shows.
He doesn't have.
They have televisions in the house. He can discuss with her, oh, henceforth, there is no movie, there is no Nigerian movie, there is no this. Let's be listening to news, see what is happening in the country. He can make the lady to have the habit of doing that. Because I believe when you have all these, watching all these shows,
so you think home videos don't make you intelligent? You don't think watching home videos make you intelligent?
Ma?
You don't think watching home video movies make a person intelligent? Shots fired.
Based on what he's saying, I think he should just help. If he really loved that lady, he should help her. Not thinking of, I'm not interested.
If he doesn't love her. If he doesn't love her, if he doesn't love her,
like that,
what should he do?
Maybe his eyes is outside. There is someone he's eyeing. Maybe that's where his mind.
Well,
he didn't say that. His mind has been made up. Anything the lady is doing to him is nothing.
If he doesn't love her, what should he do? He didn't say he has another woman anywhere, so we can't quite take that into the equation. But if he doesn't love her, what should he do?
He doesn't love the lady. Then what led him to?
Now, whatever led him there is anyone's guess, but he's there now. So what should he do? Stay or leave? Or help?
If he doesn't love the lady, fine. Maybe he can walk away. Good.
Okay.
Then you shouldn't do it in a harsh way.
Yeah.
But if he actually loved that lady, I think you should work on her.
Which might not be the case. Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, the love part might not be the case.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I just want to say my mind.
I do appreciate your mind. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Hello, welcome. How are you? Hi.
Hi.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No. But I just want to say something concerning second to the last lady. No, thank God you didn't judge anyone. Like you said, I listened to that show. And when they say fair women, that's the definition of fair women. That woman is a liar.
Oh.
That was not what happened. She's a big, fat liar. I put it to her. Because I listened, she was the one who did nonsense that day. And it was not only that the priest that even attacked her. I was one of those that attacked her. I wasn't the only one. A lot of people. A young lady called in to call stupid. Call men stupid. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
It was so painful that the way the lady was talking, she's too young to be talking like that. Calling men stupid because, okay, let's say a lady gets a man a gift, and the man is now asking, how did you get the money to buy this gift? That young lady says, because of that, she can never ever buy any gift for a man. Because even when you buy it for them, they don't appreciate it. They don't do this, they don't do that. that they are stupid. You understand the way she was saying they are asking stupid questions.
Yeah.
She now came in after we talked about that lady that girl, that's not the way to talk. You understand? Trying to let her know that it is wrong. Even if a man is asking you a question, it does not mean they don't appreciate it.
Yeah.
But because we are asking the question, we want to know. But we know, like, you know, when a woman buys something expensive, is it that she's keeping, you understand that?
Okay,
so this one I'm calling,
that's
attacking people that spoke, that why would she talk like that? That was what happened. She was shouting. She was even calling from a noisy place.
Yeah.
That was this on that day.
So it might be possible that she doesn't like men, and so anything about men might trigger her.
It's men.
Yeah,
that
think.
That particular woman, it's men. She thinks, when men are even talking, they are fools. So to her.
Oh.
All right.
Okay, so
she needs to work on herself.
Okay, so I think what we have found a question we're going to ask her. We're going to ask her whenever I have the opportunity whether she hates men.
She's a liar.
She shouldn't call because she's not welcomed, so she shouldn't call.
We don't want that kind of vibe, man.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. Really, if you're not wanted anywhere, you don't go there. Yeah. And when you go there, you create conflict. If they don't want you anywhere, you don't go. It's a way to respect yourself. And that's not even me speaking on the situation. Anywhere. It's like if they don't invite you for a ceremony, you don't go. You know? Yeah. Confessions Thursday. Hey. The volume of your radio set. Maybe she's a misandrist. I think that's the one.
Hello?
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you.
Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I don't really have a conviction. I have a question.
Okay.
Now, you were telling the other man that if he can... What about women who are married to those ones that are not that learned?
Does she want
a
learned guy?
For a man to walk out. You understand? It's just for a man to walk out of the marriage. He can easily get somebody new. For a woman, it's difficult. You understand? You're already married.
Do you want him to stay?
You're really trying to help him out, but... When you have a little misunderstanding, it's like, okay, because you're more learned than I do. So you think, talk to me anyhow, you can do me what you like, okay, because you're more learned than I do. So what do we do?
No. So you must find something to do. So in that situation where the man called, would you ask the man to stay, knowing that he gets, you know, he gets angry or he gets displeased or frustrated just because he tries to have a conversation with her and she's not intelligent enough? Would you ask him to stay
in that
year?
Please, understand me. Now, he's saying that, okay, he cannot put up with the woman. He doesn't know how long he's going to teach her to understand.
Yeah.
If he walks out of it now, tomorrow, a month, a week's time, he can get somebody new.
Yeah.
Are you feeling me?
I do.
But for a woman, okay, let's assume I want to walk out now. So how long do you think it's going to take me to get somebody again?
Well, I don't know that you need somebody that much, as much as you need yourself. Like, society is so warped. So you're talking about needing somebody, but maybe you need yourself first. So that's why I'm asking you, assuming you were the woman in that situation and the man who's living, or the man you're living with, or the man who's living with you does not respect you, doesn't like you, and because you're not intelligent, he gets frustrated. What would you do?
I'll feel bad.
And then?
You understand? I'll feel bad. But this, what are we in my own situation now? My man is not that learned. And I'm a little bit learned than he is. It's not if I'm well educated.
Yeah.
But whenever we have a little misunderstanding, it's like, okay, because you're learned than I do. So you think you can talk down on me. And you try to come down to his level. But it's like, it's a problem. Every now and then, okay, you're better off than I do. And
so,
all that.
So you're giving me two scenarios. Are we talking about that scenario? Are we talking about your scenario now? Should we talk about yours?
Okay, let me talk about my scenario.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'm more learned, like I said earlier, I'm more learned than he is.
And he's not.
But I don't understand before I got into the marriage.
Okay.
But I'm trying to come down to his level.
Yeah.
But whenever he has this provocation, it's like, okay, you are learned than I do, so you think you can talk down on me.
Do you talk down on him? So that feel bad, let's analyze it. Because there is, you honestly feel bad out of guilt of something you did, or there is somebody trying to make you...
I talk. You have to beware.
So hold on. Yeah, so there is, you feel guilt because, yes, indeed, you're guilty because of the manner you spoke, or somebody is trying to make you feel guilty. Two different things.
I'm feeling guilty. I'm the one feeling guilty.
So,
whenever it's like.
Are you wrong in your approach? Then, if you're wrong in your approach, then you fix it. So, can you answer the question?
To me, I don't see that I'm wrong. But to him, it's like, what is particular about is that, okay, you are learned than I do. So, you think everything you say or everything you do is right. Or everything you say must go down.
All right, wait. So, you change your approach. How about that? Because this is you assuming that you are the one with the intellectual upper hand. Yeah, so this method is not working, then you try another method. The reason I'm asking you to try another method is so that we can establish that the man is not deliberately choosing to be arrogant. And because his culture told him that he's a man, he just wants you to shut up, you and your masters. So you try another approach. You say, well, so, honey, there's a problem. If we do it like this, this is the consequence, or this is the outcome.
That is you're a Fabi housewife. Now you think you know it all, right? You're the almighty.
Then you got a problem.
You know everything.
Yeah, then so two things. You stay or you leave. That's the truth. You tolerate it or you leave.
That's what I'm saying. It's not easy for a woman to just pack and leave.
Wait, when you say...
It's easier for a man, you know, because in the next week, a month, you get someone new.
Honey.
But what's about a woman?
Okay, so let's talk about leaving. When you say leave...
And let's talking about age here. Age is not telling on you. So how do you know you're going to get somebody in the next 2 weeks and in the next 1 month who is ready for marriage?
So first of all, the way you are thinking, you sound like you're dependent on a man. First, let's get that straight. Well,
I'm
so why,
on my
why... Then why are you saying, well, if you leave, it's going to take you a while to get a man? Who says you need a man? And who says you're not going to get a man right outside your door? Who says that there's a neighbor on you that same street that's been seeing you and thinks, well, oh, I like that woman, oh, but she's married, okay, I'll just mind my business and face front. Why are you laughing? Let's talk. You want to talk? Let's do
no,
that.
Actually, I do get these compliments every now and
so
then.
So good. So then, are we working on the marriage or we're leaving? Because the truth is, if you're leaving, you're the one who's thinking it's hard. The day you want to leave, you realize it's not hard. Women have left. Are they dead? No. So it's your fear. You're going to determine whether it's easy to leave or it's not. If you want, if you really want, if fire was burning, would you wonder how fast you can run? You're going to try to run, no matter how fast. You're going to try, isn't it? So you sit down there and you create images that put little hindrances all around your head. If it's easy for the man to leave, why isn't it easy for you to leave? He thinks it's either the man thinks, well, it's easy for him. How come it's not easier for you? Don't do that on my show, child. Don't do that on my show. Don't tell me anything about society. You are society. You can barely think your way through. What's society? What's my business with whether you're married or you're single? You think
they're
I care?
How your life is supposed to be wrong. You're supposed to
so
stay
that's
married,
you.
Whether good or bad.
So that's you. You're listening to nonsense, and you can't even separate the truth from nonsense. So there you are suffering. You're calling my show. You can't even straighten your argument.
Really,
yes.
If you ask me, I'm fed up. You understand? I'm fed up.
Well, so let him know that you're fed up. That's a conversation you must have. If you're fed up, honey, look, I'm tired of this marriage. He's going to say why. And so now men are calling you, Abby. You this woman, you're a prostitute.
That's
you
what
it leave.
Is. Okay.
It's okay.
You think somewhere better off than
it's
I am,
okay.
Right?
It's
you think you want to go, okay? You want to leave me, okay?
Now, what someone thinks is not your business. If you're fed up, Bia Samson, God bless you. The day we married, I really thought this was going to be heaven on earth, but it's not. I'm fed up. I want to give this the last fighting chance. And then you're going to try to save the marriage. And hopefully he wants the marriage as bad as you do. Then if he don't want the marriage, then you can say we can separate. It doesn't have to be messy. What's the plan? You can go meet Chiamaka two streets away, wherever. You don't care. But you're still afraid, so you can't think. You care what society says. Well, you're bothered about your religion. You're bothered about everything else but what the facts of the matter is. And if the facts are what they are, then you address the facts of the issue. And then what your father thinks would barely count because you're miserable and it's your life. And one of the responsibilities of being given life is that you defend your life and make something meaningful out of it. And if someone is going to be a burden to bear for the rest of your days, you choose to bear the burden or you choose to not bear that type of burden. It's a choice you make. What someone says, what does that even mean? What they say? People been saying stuff. Like, you have to imagine the world. If people said, so the world would have been better if people said the truth and acted rightly. So if the world is what it is, then people just say stuff and half of what they say is nonsense, if not all of what they say is nonsense. You're afraid to make a decision. You're afraid to stand alone, and there are consequences for that. You know? There are consequences for that. There's a price to pay. And I don't know what you think about any kind of war, mental, psychological, emotional, except you have someone who loves you, then what you have is a kind of war. And so you might have someone who's unaware that you're in a war, and when you make them aware, then they say, oh, no, 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 my plan is not to fight my husband, and then they adjust. Or, oh, my plan is not to fight my wife, and then they adjust. It means that they want what you want as bad as you want it, and then they work towards it. And then you realize that some people really what they're doing is, let me tell you, I fell in love with this guy, and he went on, so a few years after I stopped seeing him, he went on Instagram, yeah, and this is what he wrote, and I'm going to try to quote him verbatim. He says, and I quote, "Women, stop praying." This was around Christmas. He said, "Women, stop praying because Father Christmas tried to kidnap." No, he said, "Women, stop praying for a good man because Father Christmas tried to kidnap me." And I know you're going to think, that sounds okay. But think about the phrase again. "Women, stop praying for a good man because Father Christmas tried to kidnap a good man." Well, so you need the backstory, I think. But you look at the phrase and you look at the phrase hard enough and you can see that he is suggesting something. Yeah? So I've noticed that is a kind of... So society has told men what they've told men, but something we can extract, which I don't know whether you can argue this one for sure, is that some men think that it's the woman's responsibility to pray. The man doesn't think it's his responsibility to pray. I don't know who you've met, but I've met men. I met a rich guy who was getting married, and he said to me, "It's the responsibility of the woman to hold the home." And I say, "No, it's not her responsibility. It's yours. It's you two's responsibility. So if you let the ball down, the home is fractured." And he was like, "Well, yeah, but it's her responsibility." So he was trying to say, "Well, if I let it down, it will still be your home as long as she's holding it together." Because there is the thing about, the man can really be what he wants to be and the woman must pray and hold it down. So when I read this guy's message on Instagram, I think it was at least two people in the comment section said to him, "This thing is very conceited. There's something arrogant about your statement." But, he came back with a reply like, "It's not that serious." No, he's an arrogant guy. I know if I could, print his blood on paper. Like, I know him. That's an arrogant statement. It's conceited, of course. So some people, what they're doing is, if you would shoulder the problem, they would let you shoulder it alone. And then when they try to help you, they make you feel like it's your responsibility and they're helping you until you understand what's yours to bear and draw a line there. You think that what you're carrying is all yours to bear. The moment you shake off the one that's not yours, the other person will wake up. Yeah. Well, if you can carry it, why should they help you? They'll say. It's good people that go out of their way to be like, "Oh, no, 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 don't do that." That's what good people do. Other people are looking for an advantage. Yes. Some are insecure. And then you say, "No, I don't want you to be insecure. We can work this out. We're together. Don't be insecure. This is the problem. Let's fix it. That's all." Yeah? I'm off on a break. We'll be right back. Yeah, right here.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunnyside.
Hello, Confessions Thursday. You'll be my final caller. The volume of your radio set. Turn off the volume of your radio set. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
The volume of your radio set. That's something real easy to do. So please turn it off when you call in. Hi, Nigeria Info. What's up? Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, sorry, let me do three chickens. A woman that came last time after the fridge. Chicken.
Oh, well, let's not give her the last minute. Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, you see what that woman said there?
Yeah, it's okay. She's gonna call us back again. We're gonna ask her whether she hates men when she calls us back.
Yeah, let me not say that. She never called her anything.
Great. Okay.
Only thought I started insulting men. They were advising the girl that I called earlier about saying that, you know, that the one that I called earlier, that she can never ever give any man.
Yeah.
She said, they'll be asking stupid questions. That
okay.
Some men are stupid. She said, so she has said now God was not attacking men that advised the young men.
Yeah.
She said that all men are stupid, all men are that. So that we were not saying, madam, where are you calling for? When you're calling for, it's very noisy. Check, check.
Yeah.
And I hear insulting men. Why would you be insulting men? Finish. She said, it doesn't matter that anything.
Okay.
She's just gonna start saying rubbish.
Yeah.
That I see that, like, she's supposed to, like, I don't know, that woman, I don't know, she doesn't want to say that. She thinks that God cannot go and start talking to anyone.
Thank
she's
you.
That woman, she's the one that's very mature. She
okay.
doesn't want to say.
All right,
so
thank
this
you.
Is what I would say.
Thank you very
but,
much, okay?
Let me just keep my own.
I'm sorry, time. Hi, final caller, how are you?
Yeah, I let me be the final caller.
All right, real quick then. Go ahead. Thank you very much for calling.
I am very, very happy knowing somebody like you.
Yeah, why? Nah, I want Ferrari. Oh, don't even do that.
No, Joyce, I can live with you forever.
That's not
that
true.
Type of person that I can live with you forever.
You men are falling for this thing, man. My
no,
patience,
are,
my patience is short.
It's God that give you to me.
Hey, look at that.
And I'm very, very happy.
Hey.
Are you getting me?
No.
And you are the best thing that have ever happened to me.
Hey.
So. You see, I like it. I can live with you. There will be no problem because you will know how to adjust it. Me, I will know how to adjust it.
Okay.
A woman called you and you said, adjust it so that it will happen. She said no. And it was as if you are there. You are not there, but you know what is happening. You see all these people? You don't need to help them because they don't need to. They don't want to help themselves.
All
the best thing that can happen, and I want her to do, is to leave that man so that the man will go and marry a beautiful wife that will respect him and love him.
Which one are you talking about now?
The last woman that called you.
No, she's saying that her husband is not listening to her. That's a you're not listening. You're speaking. Wait. She said her husband is not listening to her when she's trying to let him know of how to fix a problem. He's intimidated by her education. You don't want her to be silent if she's sensible.
Because of time. See, she said that the husband said, because you are educated more than me. Then you told her, adjust now. She don't want to adjust. If she can adjust, okay, if she went out now, how can this man, now his problem is because she thinks she knows all.
Yeah, but she might not be rude. But hold on a second, though. You also must consider that people are intimidated by some things. He could be intimidated by her education. That's also possible. So
okay,
I'm saying
adjust. She could have said, okay, I have adjusted. Though. Look at the situation.
Oh, yeah, and we've told her to adjust. She'll try it.
Let me stop there because of that. Joyce,
to change her approach.
She was insulting her, and if you see the kind of way how she was shouting, the kind of music that was sounding at the background.
Oh, that same lady, yeah? Okay.
The same lady. And if she was... That should even let you know the type of person or the character of what that girl is doing.
Okay.
Or what she's working on, you know?
Well, I'm glad all of you bear witness to the freezes event, because sometimes this is how people spoil other people's names. So thank you very much for calling in.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Who is rubbish?
All right.
Man,
thank you. I have to go off on a break. You have to help me, okay? Well, thank you very much. No. It's not possible that you've not rounded off. We're off on a break to bring you the headlines. The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We'll be right back.
Stay with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
I wish you'll do more thinking. I really wish to the stars that you'll do more thinking. You know, I really wish that you'll do more thinking. In that, you would find revelations. You would find things will come to you naturally. Like, things will just reveal themselves. So I think that sometimes you might misrepresent or misinterpret or misconstrue something I said. You could have me misunderstood. I think that the last caller had me misunderstood. So when I say adjust, I've heard in the Nigerian culture, there's this narrative where the women are told to adjust. No, that's nonsense. That's not what I'm talking about. No, this is what I'm saying. When you want to fix a problem and say maybe the approach that you know is not working, then you find another approach. There's a logic behind finding another approach. The reason for finding another approach is one, to fix the problem. Two, to see whether you understand the problem enough to try a different method of fixing the problem. Because if you don't understand the problem and you only know one way, well, that's the only way. And if that way doesn't work, nothing else works. Yeah? Good. Now, when you do that, you can. It also gives you the privilege to see what the other person is willing to do by way of being adaptive, responsive, or say reciprocate what you're doing. Yeah? Now, let me tell you something. In my personal opinion, I think when you're having a conversation with someone and I'm trying to avoid an argument, I can apologize if it kind of goes left in a manner that I think someone misunderstood the other person. I don't have an ego problem, so I'd say, oh, no, I didn't mean that. Well, you understood that. Oh, sorry about that. Oh, I apologize. I didn't mean that. And I would really mean that, you know, like, well, that's not my intent. Yeah, good. So I was in a relationship and that was what I thought, you know, like, well, not because I was wrong. Let me emphasize that. No. So I tried it the first time and I noticed that every time I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it that way, this other person would just swell. Like, that vulnerable position I took to apologize gave him right to inflate himself so that the ego in him had reason to exist. He'll just swell. So I thought, well, so the first time I ignored it, you know, like I ignored it. Then second time. By the second time, I understood it, but I was still in love. But I understood it already that, oh, wait, honey, you're in a game. This is a manipulator's way of getting power over you. Yeah, good. Now, I want to tell you something, but I want to also tell you something about what I'm about to tell you. First thing I want to tell you, don't apologize when you're wrong. But honestly, I think I would only like to do something like that in a... let's say in a work environment, maybe if I was on the street and there was an argument, you know. But to be honest with you, in my heart, that's not who I am. If something just went off, you misunderstood me, I misunderstood, I would really, honest to God, love to say, no, I didn't mean it that way, I'm sincerely apologize. I apologize. That's really my heart. But I've noticed that when you apologize to some people, they take it that, oh, yeah, I have power over you, so I got you to apologize. And they don't apologize. This guy did not apologize to me. Never has. And if he ever did, he never meant it. And I got proof of that. Yeah? So in this world where there is a game to be played and you have to be as wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove, you don't apologize when you're wrong. So maybe to add to that, I'll say you choose to whom you apologize to when you're wrong. But it's a little different thing when who you are is in contrast to what the world is compelling you to be. So I really want to say I'm sorry. I don't think this. I think it's beautiful to say you're sorry just to save a moment, just to stop an argument. This really, I mean, imagine you're married as a husband and you're living with a wife and something happens and you don't have enough decency to say, oh, I'm sorry, even if you're not wrong. Just so that the matter can just die and you can just watch that football game in peace and you know, oh, she's not in her bedroom pissed off at you. Just that moment of quiet and I also think, because I think peace is so glorious, like anything that can give you peace, just anything like that. Yeah? So when I say adjust, I mean, well, you've tried one method, it didn't work, then you try the other method. You're trying to understand, you're trying to fix the problem, but then it's a two-edged sword. You also see the other person for who they are. So if you have a husband who's like, oh yeah, she's adjusting, let her, yeah, I'm the man. Nah, honey, you got a problem. No, that's not what I mean. If you adjust, he must adjust. To save that union, he must adjust. If he fails to adjust, he puts a strain on the relationship. How much you can take is between you and your God. I know the much I can take, and it's not a lot I can take. Not a lot I can take. Yeah. So you know how much you can. So you see him for who he is. And then you say, well, I said I am sorry. And you're not even sober enough to acknowledge that and to act in a similar manner. You're arrogant about my apology because you think it makes me humble or you think it makes me soft or weak, you know? Yeah, that's the arrogant person's game. And then once you see them for who they are, then you do something about it, because to do nothing about it says, well, they're going to always do that thing to you. They're always going to take you for granted. Yeah, they're going to do something to you and wait for you to come and apologize for what they've done to you. So when I say adjust, is to the end of that adjustment is to fix the problem. The only reason to adjust is so that we can fix the problem. And if he doesn't adjust, well, you're not like me. And sometimes you're probably afraid. I think everything is worth risking. I believe so. Everything is. I can risk everything. Everything. The only thing I can't risk is my salvation. Everything else is, everything can go. Everything. So like, oh, you know, maybe the husband thinks, oh, you're so desperate about the marriage, you're going to want it. No, I'm not that. It's not that serious. I don't want it that bad. Nah. If you can't fight for it, you don't deserve it. And that's really the truth. If he can't fight for it, then he doesn't deserve it. That's my opinion. You say, well, she's not married. She's just talking. Honey, try me. Yeah. Yeah, I know you're going to say that because some of you have said it. Nothing is that serious. Nothing. Only besides your salvation, nothing. Nothing. So if you want it, if you want your job, there are certain requirements expected of you on the job. So even though the job needs you, but you also need the job. So it's, you know, it's a synergy. It's a back and a forth. Yeah? Yeah. To stay on the, to enjoy the job and the job enjoy you. I mean, why do you think some people get it like a send forth party and the company is spending so much money on that particular staff? It's something like that. Like, oh, we've really enjoyed working with you. You were wonderful. You brought us something. We enjoyed your intelligence, your effort. Like that, yeah. Because it's a symbiotic relationship. It's isn't it? Uh-huh. But you have a job, you take your job for granted. Well, the job doesn't benefit from you. And then, of course, you can't benefit from the job. And that's even a job. How much more marriage? That gives you things like children and great-grandchildren and security and identity and esteem and validation and worth and a name. How much more something far greater than a job? Good God. All right. That was necessary. I needed to say that. And then we're going to segue into Lords of Logic. And I'm going to end with, you have to make decisions. If you fail to make a decision, there's a consequence for that. Make your decisions. And don't be afraid making decisions. And open everything to conversation, particularly if it's confusing, not straightforward, they don't get you. Explain yourself. Open it to conversation. We're off on a break.
We're like gold diggers, tunneling through the mishaps and the handicaps.
I don't know what to cook for them. I don't know what to give them to eat. That is the issue at hand as I speak right now.
In the name of the good, we hope to earn the truth and be worth our weight in salt.
Every night, every night and day, we will hear 1 million boys, 2 million boys, 3 million boys. Just come on, people will not have no money. You're supposed to find it to be where people can follow you. Everybody can follow you. Go to the rich and those poor.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.
Weekdays, 12 to 3 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
When I say try me, somebody has already tried me. And that's something I write in my book. So if you want to know whether I've been tried, yeah, I have been. And I write it, I detail it in the book. This book should just even do and come out so you can read it. Yeah, I've been tried myself. And what I say to you is what the truth is. Welcome, Lords, to the Lords of Logic. And we're so on Lords of Logic. Don't get afraid to think, please. Yeah? All right. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lords of Logic on Lords of Logic. Religion, the opium of the people. So for certain, this topic will come back again next week. That's for sure. But let's start. Welcome.
Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Welcome, my friend. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, Joyce.
Lords of Logic, welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, good afternoon. My name is Ruben from Yaba.
Welcome, Ruben.
Yeah, religion is the opium of the people.
Why? How?
Yeah, religion is a coping mechanism for the people. When that word was used, I think the people that was used actually referred to the everyday man. Well, let me say the masses.
Yeah, well, that's what it is.
Opium, I see it more like
I see more like crack or cocaine, mm-hmm. or something that.
That's what it is. Yeah.
Your mind off from the stress.
Yeah.
From the problems of the community.
Mm-hmm.
Politics, be it social issues, be it family issues, religion takes your mind away off it for a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it different from crack. For a long period of time, as far as you're in that church.
Okay.
Hello?
So are you also suggesting that the people who are religious do not think? Because you certainly are you're insinuating something when you say that.
No, they think, but they don't think beyond the particular, they don't think beyond the particular environment they have.
Really? Is that true?
The Bible being a very, very strong influence on them. So the Bible is, they don't think beyond that Bible.
Okay, so you've laid out
beyond the Bible and the interpretation of the person putting the Bible.
So I guess that's does that also apply to the Quran and every other religion that we have? That people who follow those religions are.
What do you say? Please repeat.
Does it also apply to the Quran and every other religion as we know?
Oh yes. Radical Islam in particular.
Okay.
Fanatical Christianity in particular. And many other religions.
All right.
Even tradition.
So we're going to have people who are persuaded by religious beliefs to call into the show. I do appreciate the head start.
Right,
thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info Religion, the opium of the masses. How are you? The volume of your radio set. Could you turn it off? Yeah. Hello. Well, sorry I lost you. Hopefully you make it back. Hi, the sunny side. How are you?
Hello. Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, I think we're Victor.
You have to turn off the volume of your radio set. That's incredibly exhausting. I have to say it every time.
Hello, I can hear you loudly. Can you hear me?
Well, I can. Thank you for turning off the volume of your radio set. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've done that. Religion is the opium of the masses.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think so, because it's just like an intoxicant. Whenever somebody is intoxicated, when you are trying to reason with that person, he is beclouded by what has engrossed his level of thinking or way of thinking and reasoning. So that is how I, just like when you want to, you are having an argument with someone, especially when they are intoxicated based on the opium. Because when you talk about opium, you are talking about something that people have been so much engrossed with.
Yeah.
After that thing, they are not reasoning outside the box of that thing.
Yeah.
Like now, you are trying to reason with somebody when it has to do with a clergy. The clergy people that are, some of us call them the pulpit bandits. When you are trying to identify any of them with someone who has been intoxicated with the way they have been fashioned to reason,
mm-hmm.
the person, first of all, if he wants to align with your way of reasoning, he wants to talk, the first thing the person will say, God forgive me for saying so thing. Then you begin to ask the person, why are you saying God forgive me? But you are trying to make a point. Maybe the person is, you are trying to tell somebody that maybe a particular clergy person, whether a Christian or an Islamic leader, has done something wrong. But for the fact that the mindset has been set on the fact that
you can't criticize a leader.
Yes, you don't criticize a religious leader. Then the person will begin to tell you, he wants to see the reason of what they are trying to make him understand. But the first thing is, God forgive me. Then you begin to imagine, how are you saying God forgive you for saying the fact? You understand?
Okay.
So to me, religion is the opium of the masses, just like Karl Marx of medieval century told us.
All right. Okay, before we forge ahead, I also want to suggest that we're going to have to juxtapose this opium in religion and the possibility that there are some other influences that have impeded human thinking. If you check social systems, communism, I mean, look at Germany and the killing of the Jews. It wasn't just Hitler who killed the Jews. Yeah, it was Germans. So there certainly was a social conditioning that brought about the possibility of that happening, whether in Poland or in Germany. And I think what's interesting is that religion gets a bad press, but what we must also highlight is, or at least I'm suggesting that we look beyond or maybe juxtapose religion on one hand and the opium that is religion and the possibility that there are social theories and social organizations that also could have influenced people as much. I'm not going to give you any more details. I want to think about it. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to Lords of Logic. How are you?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Chukwu.
Welcome, Chukwu. We're happy to have you here.
Yeah, Joy, my name is Izu Chukwu, not Chukwu.
Izu Chukwu. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yes.
Religion is the opium of the matter. Neutrally, that is correct.
Okay.
Because in some cases, it's a form of coping mechanism for people. And also a way of hiding their ignorance or their inadequacy, especially knowledge. In terms of things that happen around them. But as a Christian, I don't believe that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, religion, Christianity is more than that because there's a spiritual part of it that people don't want to discuss or people don't want to go into. And even those that exercise in those aspects, they don't know how to describe it.
Okay, okay, bring it, bring it.
Yeah, so when you talk about a Christian that has been filled with the Holy Spirit and walk with the Holy Spirit, it's not actually a coping mechanism. It's a way of life. I think I can talk more about Christianity. I don't know about any other religion.
Yes.
But I'm not Christianity.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. So, okay. Round up real quick.
Okay. So when you talk about religion being the opium of matters, literally to the those that lack the knowledge and understanding of the Spirit, it is the opium. But when it comes to a Christian that is worth you and walk in the Spirit, it is beyond that.
It's beyond. Okay, well, that's a good one. Thank you very much. Well, welcome our friends. And these are the friends I'm welcoming. Christians, Buddhists, you know, our friends who, you know, maybe not necessarily Muslims, but yeah, if you practice Islam, Hinduism, yeah, Jainism, Judaism, Shintoism, Sikhism, Taoism, Zoroastrianism, and every other nism possible before which you bow your head. Hello, Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome.
Welcome. Yeah, this is Adegoke.
Good. Adegoke. We're happy to have you. Lords of Logic, religion is said to be the opium of the masses.
I really don't want to agree with that.
It's not enough that you don't want to. Do you have a reason that makes you disagree? Let's hear it.
Because there was something the other caller said that was saying they don't reason or think or do things beyond what they believe or what their mindset have been programmed.
Yeah.
According to being programmed. I don't at all believe in that. If you check several religions, you have highly placed people, professors, medical practitioners, lawyers, who are in different fields. And would you say maybe religion has tied them to the way they were brought up? Or
yeah, but that's also a base form of intelligence. Well, if someone, say, is a doctor, he's intelligent in that field, particularly if he's a good doctor, but it doesn't necessarily mean that doesn't mean that he's quite profound in the things of life. Like, you might just know medicine, but not know how to separate good from evil perfectly.
Yeah, I get that, but for one, even being widely read alone, there are some things you...
Oh, no, I've met graduates who are not intelligent. I've met people who are good at physics.
Yeah, I've met graduates who are intelligent, and I've met illiterates who are intelligent.
So I think to suggest that going to school qualifies you to be intelligent could be said to be inaccurate. That's what I'm just trying to highlight.
I get, but the basic reason, if you look at even the person, is it Carl or something... He's an atheist.
Yeah.
He's an atheist. So look at the angle that he's coming from.
I want to know what angle you're coming from, because quite a society believes that.
I'm against him because he is, as an atheist, have that mentality of attacking other people who believe in religion.
It's hardly an attack. It's more that atheists think that they're free thinkers, that they can think about everything and probe everything, but religious people don't do that.
and they think that nobody can probe them. That's the problem I have with it. Is they feel they know it all.
No, it's not a case of nobody can probe them. They just feel that, you know, religious people are not free in their minds enough to think.
If you have encountered it, I have encountered a lot of them. You get, and we talk. And all they do basically is attack you if you are religious.
You're going at the atheist. You're not giving me an argument. You're not giving me a position. You're just going at the atheist. Like, if you don't believe it, you're just saying, well, it's because atheists are too arrogant.
The reason for that statement, for it coming alone from an atheist, you know that it's actually an attack on people who are religious.
It wasn't intended to attack. So your argument isn't quite sophisticated, if you know what I mean. You're not giving me something solid to work with. You're not debunking it. But thank you very much for calling.
To me, I don't believe because somebody is religious, then is centered around that religion. It does. It's not intelligent or actually can think out of the box. No, I don't believe that at all.
Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. We have Daniel here, first time caller from Lekki. Good afternoon to you. Hello, we can hear you, Dan. Daniel, hi. Good afternoon. Can you hear me? Hello. I think I lost you. Well, I don't think I lost you. I just cannot hear you. If you can hear me, please call back. The Sunny Side, Lords of Logic. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Hello, you're breaking up. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Oh, I do apologize. So it's not as good as it can be.
Sorry?
Your line is breaking up.
Okay, am I okay now?
Well, let's see whether we can manage it. Okay, it's not so good. We're going to go off on a break and come back. Don't go anywhere. Yeah. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Religion, the opium of the masses. Well, some of you might agree, some of you might disagree, and then giving you a religion. Well, some believe that others, well, some even, it's funny because even like religious people think other religious people have made religion their cocaine. I don't even think it's a quest. I don't think this is, you know, the opinion of non-religious people. Welcome to the show. Let's talk about it. I want to know what you think of it. Hi. Good afternoon to you. It's Lords of Logic. Hey. Good afternoon, Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Yeah, welcome. Religion, the opium of the masses. Did you call earlier?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah, did you call earlier? We have to let someone else speak because we have to segue to Carla in about a minute, if you don't mind.
Yeah. I'm still on the topic.
Yeah, so forgive me. Let's let someone else speak so that we can take as much as we can by way of opinions. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you, lady.
Joyce.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's your name?
I want to contribute to this.
Sure, please. Go ahead.
Yes, of course. Religion. Yes, it's welcome of the people. Let me tell you something. Some years back, I went to the village in my local government. So I attended I just wanted to be straight. So I attended Christ Embassy Church. So when I came back, my aunt condemned me because she was attending Deeper Life. She now said, why should I go to a church that wears trousers, they don't cover their head, they don't paint?
Yeah.
And I said, why will you say so? And I asked her a simple question. I said, when you were in your husband's house, you were attending a church that they were tying their head. Yet, your distant husband, your husband's distant relative sneaked into your husband's house and slept with you. And you were thinking out of that marriage. I told her to his face. I told her. I said, the Bible says, if the Lord shall mark iniquity, who shall stand? I went back and I started thinking. And in the book of Matthew, Jesus was telling the Pharisees, he said, except your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees, you shall not likewise enter into the kingdom of God. So I went into another deep meditation. I began to number the churches in Nigeria that tied their hair to church. I said, if it is the tying of the hair that will take people to heaven, then the trumpet would have sounded long ago.
Because there are plenty.
The Bible said, for the very elect, he will come quickly.
So your aunt certainly ain't going to heaven by that one. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
All right. So this topic makes a comeback next week, so we can continue the conversation next week, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. My friends, on the sunny side, Lords of Logic, this topic makes a comeback next week. Yeah, and we'll get a lot more out of you. And by the way, I'm so grateful to you guys. You guys have gist for days. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Carla's here. Well, hold on. Wait. Let's give Carla a grand entrance.
The Sunny Side with Joyce.